Hurricane season runs through November, so we're really only into the second month. And later this month, a preparedness event billed as Ready to React gets underway at Pearl Ridge. Emergency management officials and other key community players will be on hand along with their emergency response vehicles. Today, we hear from Hawaii Gas officials about how customers can do their part to be prepared for the worst. We talk with Mark Dexter, Senior Compliance Director of the gas company, and Janine Suki, Government Relations and Communications Director.
The gas company has been around for 115 years in service to our community, and we have seen a lot of families and businesses come to depend on gas during a crisis. So when the power goes out, generally gas is still on. It can be used as a backup supply for folks with gas appliances. They can continue to use their gas appliances for cooking or heating purposes, sanitation purposes. And there's so many different reasons why we have customers that come to us for resiliency.
It's dependable. And I think that's the great thing is that you can still cook, you know, when maybe your neighbors who are out of power don't have that luxury, but you've got gas right there. And you know, I just know as a cook, I like cooking with gas because it's right there. It's on. You've got the source and you can control it.
Yeah. And it's actually very clean and efficient. It's much more efficient for heating and for cooking. So for just a number of different reasons, we see customers come to Hawaii Gas because one, we supply fuels statewide, and you know, we've been doing it for quite a long time. And most of our supply is either with utility gas, it's underground, so it's protected from the elements of weather, or portable through propane tanks. So during emergencies like what we saw during the Kauai floods or during the Kilauea evacuations last year, we had a number of residents and businesses request propane supply to help them, you know, get by with their day-to-day.
Now, you and I both grew up in Guam, and we're used to being without power for a long time when we were hit with typhoons. So that really is kind of the plus where you have that utility, the gas, to be able to, like you said, just cook, or if you're hooked up with the heater and you have water, You have that.
And you see more and more people installing or procuring backup generators for their home today. And some of them are using propane or natural gas to supply that kickstart when the electricity goes out. And as we continue to be faced with more and more severe weather, we're seeing more demand increase for that.
And Mark, talk about what homeowners need to know if we've got a hurricane threatening us at our doorstep.
Just like customers, Hawaii Gas prepares in advance for the hurricane season. And we always urge our customers to be well prepared for an emergency, and including, as you'll hear from many of the emergency management agencies, having enough supply of water, food, and other things that you may need. Now, in terms of gas, what we'd like you to do is to monitor your gas supply during the course of the year. If you have tanks, you should keep track of how full they are, and call early on to get your tanks filled up if you need to have them refilled. It's more difficult for Hawaii Gas to supply everybody at the last minute. It's just like a long line at a gas station. We'd rather have folks call early so that we can get out and fill their tanks and everybody have a full tank before we have to deal with a crisis. In the event of emergency, if we do have a hurricane, there's no need to turn off your gas service at your house or at your business unless you're instructed to do so by emergency personnel. If you're going to evacuate and you're instructed to do so to turn off your gas, then you can turn it off in that situation. However, it's important to know that when you return to your home or your business, you should not attempt to turn the gas back on by yourself. It's best to call Hawaii Gas. We'll send out a trained technician. They can inspect your lines, make sure everything is good, and then they'll turn it back on for you. We check your gas lines that come to your tank if you're on a regional distribution system. We also do service and checks on people's appliances. So we actually have technicians that are trained to service gas appliances in the house, so we can come and check those as well, make sure that everything's properly functioning, and then turn the gas back on.
For some of the flood victims on Kauai, we, you know, reconnected their tanks to the homes and made sure that everything was safe and running properly. Some of the homeowners needed to replace some of their equipment, you know, if they had solar attached to the home, because it took longer to reattach. We, you know, there was some demand for instant gas water heaters, which we were able to help pair the homeowner with the supplier and negotiate discounts that were passed along to the homeowner that helped them recover.
So one of the good things about gas is that it is, as Janine mentioned, portable. So in the case of Kauai, you know, they did have a road that was washed out. Once they were able to get some access reestablished through there, we were able to transport gas in small tanks and get it out to our customers pretty quickly. Every situation is different, but Hawaii Gas does the best we can to pull together as a community member and get our supply of gas out to people so that they can get back onto cooking and heating water quickly.
I recall times when we were hit by typhoons in Guam, and I think Hawaiian Electric sent crews from Hawaii out there to be able to help to get the community back up again, you know, with power. You folks have teams to be able to dispatch if Kauai needs help again?
We do. And so, you know, obviously the larger part of our workforce is stationed here on Oahu. It's our largest customer base. We have groups of people that are permanently located on the neighbor islands, on all of the major islands. If they need supplemental assistance, we send it from Oahu. And that's part of our emergency planning. As we get ready and as we deal with emergency situations, those are things that we plan out and make sure that we take into account here at the home base.
And we often hear as emergency officials say, you've got to plan ahead. How are we sitting for gas? You know, how do we get it in, and what kind of storage capacity do we have?
Yeah, there's a somewhat limited storage capacity here for gas. We actually store gas in multiple different types of ways. So we import gas and store it in containment, and we do the best we can to keep a good supply on hand. And before a storm comes, we plan for that. So we try to bolster our supply so that we have enough to supply during the emergency. With all emergency planning, I mean, we're isolated. We're in the middle of the Pacific. So with everything, when it comes to our fuel that we put into our cars, our gas that we use at Hawaii Gas, everything comes in basically by ship. And so we actually manufacture gas here out at Campbell at our plant there. The supply for that comes by ships. We've got a good supply out in Campbell of the feedstock that we use to produce synthetic natural gas. And we work together with the oil company there to make sure that we have adequate supply to get us through the period after a storm.
We're also manufacturing renewable natural gas out of wastewater through a wastewater treatment plant in Ewa Beach. So that is, you know, that is now a local source of gas that we blend with the synthetic natural gas.
How long have we been doing that?
Past 6 months. It is producing a carbon negative supply of gas, which helps with our clean energy transition.
And then we're hearing a lot about sea level rise and the need for planning for our utilities, you know, in the event that we lose our shoreline. And I think Hawaiian Electric is looking at, okay, where are our plants? You know, what's vulnerable? How does Hawaii Gas look at that as far as where their facilities are and whether they need to retreat to other areas?
Yes, we have looked at all of that. Our facilities aren't necessarily right ocean front. Some of the you know, some of the other power plants and so forth and refineries are pretty much ocean front. We're a little bit back from the ocean. Nevertheless, the maps have changed over the years as new scientific data has come in. So we're looking at our plants. We look at where things are located and what we might have to move in the future. And that's part of our strategic corporate plan. You know, the important thing is, as we come up to this hurricane season, to make sure to just monitor how much gas you have and make sure that you have a good supply. Please call us early. It's right now, it's easy for us to get everybody topped off. Don't wait till the last minute. And if for any reason, you know, you do have any kind of a situation where you have the smell of gas and you feel like there could be a leak, then it's important to retreat from that situation, call the emergency responders and let them handle that.
Okay, call 911
and then
be
call,
safe.
And then call Hawaii Gas.
One more thing, if folks have those propane tanks, What's the best advice that you can give people?
Right. These are typically small 5-gallon tanks that are filled up at Home Depot or City Mill and so forth. If you do have those tanks, we want to emphasize that during a hurricane, it's important to have those secured in an upright position somewhere that's outside of the home or your carport in a well-ventilated area so they don't get blown around during the storm and potentially have a leak.
Oh, yeah, because if that's the case, then that can be a very dangerous thing.
Right. So they're fairly safe units. Just make sure that they're closed well. The valve on the top is closed well. And put them in a place that you feel will be safe from flying debris and without them getting blown around. If you have a barbecue grill and you have a propane tank in the grill, make sure that that's in a secure area where it's not going to get blown around during the storm. So that, the tank inside is protected.
Okay, good advice. Thank you very much. That was Mark Dexter and Janine Suki of Hawaii Gas talking about disaster preparedness. And if you want to know more about that family of friendly event, Ready to React event at Pearl Ridge on July 29th, check out links on our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.